Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Now, I'm not sure if you can hear me or not, but I really, really, really hope you do, because I've got so many good things to tell you. First of all, the good thing is today is already the 41st day of our lockdown. I mean, whether believe it or not, today is the 41st day. It's Wednesday. And, what can I say? I mean, the 41st day of lockdown. And what more can I say? I don't know. So the May 6th is the 126th day. May 6th is the 126th day of the year of the Gregorian calendar. Believe it or not, Liel, this is the 239 days remain till the end of the year. What can I say? You know, the one thing I've got, the one idea I've got lately, the whole week people were talking about, and someone actually sent me a letter to that I have to read, not a letter, a couple of lines that I have to read over my show, and it goes like this: Dear Mr. President, can we please switch lockdown for load shedding? We were quite happy to just go drink in the dark. So I don't know, maybe now. Maybe now. Yeah. Another thing I heard, I don't know if you remember the movie, I'm sure Liel remember the movie Back to the Future. Do you remember, Liel?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So what happened was like
one of the first movies. One of the first movies I watched in the movie, my parents took me to watch it. Loved it.
Yeah. My best.
Right. Yeah, right. So apparently now the professor, he tells Marty, whatever happens, do never ever go to the year 2020. That's what he says too. So I really don't know what's happening right now. But if we want really to turn to get rid of the COVID-19 problem, it's an idea. It's an idea of mine, and I think everybody would like it. We can turn the COVID-19 into state-owned enterprises, and I promise you, the government will kill it in a matter of days. That can work out well for us too. What can I say?
And sell it back to the Chinese.
Maybe anybody knows. First of all, I want to introduce who is with us on the line. So first of all, we got in his home, sitting in his chair, I promise you, Mr. Eitan Nadler.
Thank you. Good to be here in my pyjama.
In his pyjamas, sitting in his home.
You also.
Then we've got in his home, busy cooking his supper, Mr. Liel Rimon.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, thank you. Just checking if the potatoes are not getting burned. And, very hard to forget where you are, you know, because I was speaking to you just now before we went on air. And the TV was on, shouting and everything. I didn't even notice. I just put it off now.
Oh, I didn't care.
Anyway, just finished doing a mustache, sitting at home too. Tomorrow she's opening. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Yay.
A mustache. Right. A mustache.
Yeah.
And a Hitler.
Hitler. You know what's a Hitler?
No.
What?
Hitler is a Brazilian in Brazil. You know that.
Ah.
we're getting south. We're getting south now. No. It's like, Cinderella. Cinderella lost a shoe and she found a prince.
Yeah.
They said Nicole was looking for a prince and she found a shoe. How's it, Nicole?
I've lost all my shoes.
So what do we have today? First of all, who do we have today? We've got a lot of famous birthdays today. First of all, we've got George Clooney. I don't know if you guys remember George Clooney.
Wait, you forgot our dinosaur.
Who?
Moshe.
Moshe. Oh, shout. All right, hailing from his house in Orange Grove, sitting there, and being, I don't know. What are you doing there, Moshe?
And enjoying myself.
Anyway, yeah. And enjoying himself. Moshe, you can't say that. It's a killing show.
Waiting for delivery.
I want you to welcome Mr. Moshe Staruga.
Yes, that's very nice.
So today, George Clooney has got a birthday. Today, you know how old he is? He's older than me. Oh. He's 59 years old.
Yeah,
so he's 59 years old today. Yeah. He's got white hair. Okay. Yeah. So George Timothy, you know, his middle name is Timothy Clooney. He's an American actor. Please tell me, why do English people put always two names? Always. What is the idea of two names? Why can't you decide to call your son or daughter one name? I mean, I was called, yeah? Why? All right. So his name is George Timothy Clooney. He's an American actor, director, producer, and filmmaker. He's the recipient of 3 Golden Globes awards, and 2 Academy Awards. One for acting in Siriana, yes, you're right, Siriana, and other for co-producing Argo. So Argo co-produced together with Ben Affleck, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in 2018. He was a recipient of AFI Lifetime Achievement Award. He's 59 years old. He was born in Lexington, Kentucky, United States. I remember when I was a smoker, Lexington was a cigarette. I didn't know it was a state. Anyway, he's worth a lot of money. Nicole, please, man, he's worth $500 million, you know, dollars. Dollars. Yo. Do you know how much 500 million? It's 2 billion rands he's worth. $2 billion.
From selling coffee.
Give him my number.
And you know what? I gave him your number. I promise you. Let me tell you something. So I went to the Nestle shop down here at Sandton, and I asked to see George. And they were really, really, I mean, unhappy with me wanting to see George anyway. So what do we have more? We've got Sigmund Freud. He's one of the best. Really, he's one of the best. You know Sigmund Freud? He was an Austrian neurologist and the founder of psychoanalysis, a clinical method for treating psychopathology through dialogue between a patient and a psychoanalysis. Freud was born to Galician Jewish parents and Moravian town of Freiburg in the Austrian Empire. So anyway, he was a Jew and obviously traveled with his mother. So that's why he always got all these weird theories. You know, I don't know if you know his theories, but I was reading his book when I was really, really young. I was reading his books.
Everything you blame your mother.
Everything you blame your mother, 100%. So he died on the 23rd September 1939. He was born in 1956, today in 1956. Sorry, in 1856. And he wrote a lot of books. He wrote, In 1899, he wrote The Interpret of Dreams, 3 essays on the ego, a general introduction to psychiatry. He's actually amazing. He was an amazing person and a Jew, believe it or not. Then who more? Who more do we have? Tony Blair. Do you remember Tony Blair?
Yes.
Prime Minister.
Real good. Yes. Anthony Charles Linton Blair. He had 3 names. Anthony Charles Linton is a British politician who served as a Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. 10 years, not bad. The leader of the Labour Party from 1994 to 2007. After his resignation, he was appointed special envoy to quarantine the Middle East, an office which he held in 2015. He's 67 years old, believe it or not. He was born in Edinburgh, United Kingdom. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about his wife, Sherry Blair. Is anybody saw Sherry Blair?
No.
You're sitting at home, Google Sherry Blair. She's the most horrible looking person. How can you trust? Really. Now between you and me. Between you and me, guys. How can you trust somebody that take decision about his wife? I mean, if you see his wife, like, think about it. I'm thinking about like this. If I sit at the end of the bar and I see Sherry Blair walking and sitting, I mean, whatever you say, Tony Blair looks not so bad. I mean, he's not an ugly person.
Right.
I mean, he was looking over the crowd and saying, look at this one. She's hot. And you trust him to be a prime minister? Yo, you must be really something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
I want to tell you one thing, Roy.
Yeah, okay.
Tony Blair had a child with Sherry while he was a prime minister.
Really?
Yeah. Became a father while he was a prime minister.
And Boris Johnson became
and
a father last week.
And Boris Johnson also, the same thing. Okay,
last
Boris Johnson
week.
Is not married, he's only a fiancé. But, yeah, that's true.
Have you seen his kid's hair, by the way? Looks like him, I promise
yeah.
you.
Full yes, profile.
Like him. Yeah. Two more. Do you guys remember Orson Welles?
Yes.
Very
well. The third man.
He was an amazing person. George Orson Welles was an American actor, director, writer, and producer who remembers for his innovative work in radio, theater, and film. He is considered one of the greatest filmmakers of all times. He was born in 1915 and he dies in 1985. That makes him 70 years old. He was born in Wisconsin, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, United States. And so what did he have? He had TV shows, he had Orson Welles, Sketchbook, he had quite a few actually. But he, I don't know if you remember his books, some amazing books, The Citizen Kane, A Touch of Evil, The Other Side of Wind, The Magnificent Abramson, The Lady with Chan Kai. So now he had some great movies. Wasn't he the guy that was used to run that show called The Weirdest Things or something like the Dark Twilight
on
song?
The radio, you know, and people thought, you know, that somebody coming to the earth from the moon or something. It was a panic in America, yeah.
War of the Worlds.
1939.
Oh, yes, you're right.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah. You're right. So, who more? Danny Elvis. Danny Elvis today. How old is Danny Elvis?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a soccer player, no?
Yes,
yeah,
Barcelona,
playing,
by the way. Yeah. No, it used to be Barcelona. Now he plays
now
for PSG.
Yeah.
Tell me, how old is he, Liel?
37.
You're 37,
really?
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah. He plays.
37. And he's still playing, yeah. And who do we have more? Kovac. Kovacic is as well.
Kovacic is a trainer of Bayern Munich, huh?
No, Kovacic. No, Mateo Kovacic, that's a Chelsea. Kovac is a Croatian professional player. Who do we have more? Somebody that I know. That's it. I think that's it. We finish our bar mitzvahs for today. Tell me, Nathan, who's Gillian Phillips? I think I know her. Do I know Gillian Phillips? You. She's a model and actress, but she doesn't look bad. Anyway. Okay. So, but just to get forward a little bit on this stuff. So, let's maybe put the song. We get around together and then. Yeah, and then we can carry on. What?
Look at your WhatsApp quickly.
Oh, okay. So Adam Levine says, it's also my daughter Natalia's birthday today. All right, Adam. All right. Oh, guys, if you want me to get,
Happy birthday,
Natalia, what a beautiful name. Happy birthday, Natalia. Thank you, Adam, for the SMS. And guys, if you need anything, you can actually WhatsApp me on 083-6100-209. And another thing, I don't want you to forget that we are open. We are open. Myself at 341 Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park, we open. And at Top Cash at the 96 Anton Drive, we only got today the permit to open. So please come visit us, even for a cup of coffee. We are bored. So let's go for the first one. Let's go for the first song, what is the first song? Let It Be. The Beatles, Let It Be. Go for it, Tabo. Not, I believe we're back. Are we back? I'm sure we're back. Alright, so
I'm
guys.
Back to today.
Although I get a lot of, I don't know why I get the echo, so big echo. But, and Tabo, are we back?
Well, it's a good sign we're on.
Are you guys hearing the echo?
Yeah, usually it's starting like that.
All right. So let's hope, okay, we're back. He says we're back. All right. So I just want to tell you something. There was a funny story about a beautiful woman beautiful girl. Must I say girl or woman, yeah? It's a girl. Woman is...
Woman! I must say...
Woman, beautiful woman. Sherry doesn't work, it's like an oxymoron, yeah? Sherry Blair, yeah. All right, a beautiful woman dressed like a very, very nice leather skirt. Very, very tight on herself. She was standing in line to a bus in Houston, Texas. And when the bus arrived, and it was the time to come up, and she couldn't lift her leg because the skirt was so tight. So she wanted just to release a little bit the zipper at the back of her skirt, and she tried, and yeah, she tried to get it up, and still couldn't. She tried again, she still couldn't. 3-4 times she tried, she couldn't. Then the guy behind her just grabbed her, and she's tiny, you know. The guy just behind just grabbed her and put her on the step inside the stage. She says, "Hey, sir, what are you doing?" He says, "My love, after playing 3 times with my zipper, I think we're friends."
Very good, but
yeah. What can I say? You know what? Times are not that great, and I really want to offer most of all our listeners to please, if they don't mind, please ask a belief. Try to be happy. Find a corner in the house where your wife doesn't get to, when you don't hear your wife or your kids. Try, even if it's a corner like in the dark, you know, where fungus grows. Sit there, play nothing. Just be alone. See how nice it is. You'll feel so good. You'll feel so amazing. And what do you think? What do you think, Mr. Eitan?
Yeah, it's true. Listen, everyone needs this little corner.
No, you need a little quiet
corner. Naughty chair.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking. Disney, you know, Disney stuff is $1.4 billion loss just because of coronavirus. Disney. Wow. Disney alone, yeah. Oh, what can I say? I'm looking at the news, and you know what? It's actually amazing what's happening with the coronavirus. I'm actually thank God that we are in the position of going and opening our shop and at least trying to do something, you know, something right. I don't know.
I know how the big company is going to get out of it. It's very, very easy. They're going to start selling all the offices and everything. Everybody can work from home from now on. You don't need an office. If you want to talk to someone, you can do it through technology to get these huge properties that cost you billions and billions. You don't need it. I don't know what we're going to do with these buildings, but I think that's what the big company is going to do from now.
Look, if I believe you are 100% right. If the situation will continue the same as it is now, and we will stay like the COVID-19 pandemic will continue going around the world, then yes, definitely we will be in a situation where people will make a plan. I mean, they have to survive, so they'll make a plan. They start working from home, they start getting, you know. So the whole idea of this particular pandemic is social distancing. I don't know if the South African people realize that social distancing is what makes you today or breaks you today. Israel, which is very close to all of us, has been doing very well. It basically overcome COVID-19, basically. So yesterday was 31 infected people and about 200 had gone, 200 are okay and 31 got infected. 31. They had altogether close on 16,000 people been suffering from COVID-19. Right now, at this point in time, they've got like 5,500 people still with COVID-19. About 70 or 80 people under the machines. How do you call it? The breathing machines.
ICU.
And in ICU and the breathing machine, about 70 people, and they had 230 something deaths. As bad as deaths are, we can only be happy to think that Israel done very well. I mean, considering no one says very well about 230 people dead, but I think Israel did very well. And let's hope that South Africa will do as well as Israel. The idea is not to lock us up for the rest of our lives inside the houses, inside our homes, inside our flats, inside the, yeah. And the idea is that one day in the hopefully near future, we'll be able to go together to a restaurant. So it's quite quite disturbing, thinking that in the near future we don't see a place where we can get together and go see a stand-up comedy show, or get together and see something like I don't know.
Well, you probably know, sport,
movie, restaurant, yeah.
Sport is will be the biggest thing for people to come back together, and it probably will not be the same. And you and Liel were talking about businesses. People will start to get used to it, and things will work as they are. Unfortunately, it will cause to raise in unemployment. But all this IT and whatever will take over.
You know, in the Constitution, I think it's the First Amendment of the Constitution says the right of the freedom, the right of freedom, or the freedom of work, or the freedom of your freedom. I think it's one of the First Amendment in the Constitution, and that's something that's been taken away from us. The freedom of movement, it's been taken away from us. And it's terrible, guys. It is terrible. Not because that we used to go out in the streets every day and dance till the sun come up, you know. not like Nicole does it. But
she's sleep dancing.
When
the moon is high.
So I don't want to... We don't want to put it down. We don't put it down. And I really hope that Ramaphosa is doing something right. I don't know. I actually don't know what to think. I think that maybe government will take some good decisions and will get us into a better situation. Because the way I see it, we already hit rock bottom. You don't think?
Yeah, definitely.
We definitely hit rock bottom.
The economy side of it, yeah.
We hit rock bottom, and if we hit rock bottom, from rock bottom, there's only one way to go. Only up.
Yeah.
So maybe, we've got still a chance in this country to do something right. And I really, you know what the joke is, guys? You know what the joke? The joke is that South Africans, 99.9% of South Africans, are good people. Yeah. You know this 0.1%, which are horrible people. And those horrible people are normally in government. That's the problem. So, yeah, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And corruption, etc. And like I suggested last week, he's going to pump 500 billion rands. You know, 500 billion rands is a lot of money. And I said to myself, 500 billion, take 10 billion and just give it to 1,000 police officers. Like 10 billion, you know, 10 billion is a lot of money. 10 billion is 10,000 million. 10,000 million is 10 billion. But a small amount of it, if you take a 500 million, a billion. You take the 10 billion and you go to 1,000 officers, police officers, like the toppest, the best officers, the guys that are untouchable. You pay each and every one of them 80,000 rands a month, which it's a lot of money. Just for them not to be, just for them to be untouchable. 1,000 of them, you pay them 80,000 a month, it's only make 1 billion a year. And you make sure you stop crime. So my cry to you, Mr. Ramaphosa, stop the bloody crime. Please stop the crime. Please, guys. Please. You know, I'm not the best talker and speaker and whatever, but please stop crime. But anyway, let's go for a little bit funnier part of the show. Yeah, you're saying, Andy Cole.
No, I said point taken. Exactly. You don't need to be able to say that.
You pump 500 million into, billion into economy. Pump 10. What's the difference between 490 and 500? Pump 10 into that and we're not going to have crime. And if we don't have crime, we're going to have tourism. We're going to have good things in this country because the country, South Africa, you can't take from South Africa its beauty, its infrastructure. We still got very good infrastructure here. We got very good airports. We've got very good everything here. Buildings, hotels, food, South African food is the best in the world. So we can really, if somebody comes from overseas will really, really miss South Africa. But normally when he comes now, he misses his luggage. And sometimes his life, you know. This is what's crazier. Yeah, what can I say? So let's start with some jokes. And I'd like you guys to, if you, you know, normally you send me jokes to the studio. And right now I'm not at studio. So I just want to. You can write down my telephone number, my WhatsApp number, and just send it to me. It's 083-6100-209. If you want me, or if you want me to say your name, yeah, don't send me too hardcore jokes, because the entire family don't allow us. Maybe at night, but right now they don't. But yeah, that's it. So, Eitan, what you got for us?
I've got something a little bit stupid, but you know, last year I entered the marathon when I tried.
Stupid is our middle name, Sunshine.
Yeah, I know. So I tried to enter the marathon, and you know, of course, as the race started, immediately I was last place, and I had this naughty guy just in front of me, like second last, laughing at me, making jokes, saying, "Hey, buddy, how does it feel to be last?" So I told him, "Do you really want to know?" And I retired from the race, and that's it.
You know, I'll tell you something. My wife and I were watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know this one, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I was watching this one with my wife in bed. We're in bed, we're watching there on some millionaire. So I turned to her and I said, "Do you want to have some sex?" So she says, "No." I said, "Is that your final answer?" She said, "Yes." I said, she didn't even look at me twice, said yes. So I said, "So then I like to call a friend." and that's where the fight started. Yeah, do you have anything?
I got no jokes. I'm sad. Corona is making me sad, I'm telling you.
You are a joke.
Any husband and wife. Yeah. So husband and wife, you know, they sit by the table having dinner together, and then the wife drops a bit of tomato sauce on her white top. So she's telling her husband, "Oh no, I look like a pig." So the husband just noticed a head, and he said, "Then you drop some tomato sauce on your top."
You know, I took my wife to a restaurant. The waiter, for some reason, he comes to me and take my order first. So I told him, "I have a rump steak, rare please, you know, and he said, "Aren't you worried about the mad cow disease?" I said, "No, she can order herself." And that's when the fight started.
My sister came and told me, because of the coronavirus and everybody being apart, she's starting to miss the people she doesn't like.
That's a danger position, huh?
Yeah. No, start missing the people you don't like, it's a problem, eh?
You know, one of the most wonderful things in life, it's when you wake up and enjoy this cuddle with somebody, you know, unless you are in jail.
Huh?
wake up in a cuddle with somebody, unless you're in jail.
Okay. I think they hear us better than we can hear ourselves. And to be everyone in his own home, it's not the same atmosphere, you know, like this, we can shout, we can scream, we know each other, we look at each other in the face. So please guys understand, and please just take it easy. We are not trying. I mean, it's really difficult to sit alone at home and look at Eitan's face, and not look at Eitan's face, on the other face, or hear Nicole, or hear Moshe. So it's a little bit of a problem. So anyway, my wife and I were sitting at a table at a high school reunion, and she kept staring at this drunk guy, but properly drunk guy. She kept staring, and the guy was swinging the ring and sat alone. He was laughing. Yeah, it was going mad. And I said, "Do you know him?" She says, "Yes." I says, "He says she's my boyfriend." I understand that he took drinking right after I split up with him so many years ago. And yeah, he hasn't been sober since. Oh my God. Who would think a person could go on celebrating that long? That's where the fight started. And that's where the fight started.
You know.
I think you need to start going out more.
Alien?
No, I'm saying you have to start going out more. You're fighting too much with your wife, man. Really.
That's only this week.
You know, two companies, well, this is fantasy these days. Two company owners, they were meeting for a drink in a bar. So the one owner asking the other, "Tell me, Bill, how come in your company all the employees always on time in the morning? He said, that's very simple. I've got 30 employees and 20 parkings.
I've got another good one.
Go for it. Yes.
The Flat Earth Society is worried that social distancing could push people over the edge.
Very good.
Anyway, I want to tell you, you know, being such in such terrible times now, so if you ever need a helping hand, you will find it at the end of your arm.
Not bad, Moshe, not bad, not bad. Yeah. You know, I tell you something, when our lawnmower broke down and it wouldn't run, my wife kept hinting me and says, I should get it fixed and whatever, but you know, somehow I always find something else to take care of first, you know, the shed, the boat, making beer, always something more important to me. Finally, she thought of a very clever way to make a point. So when I arrived home one day, I found her seated on the tall grass, basically snipping away with a tiny pair of scissors, you know, sewing scissors, just click, click, click at it. So I watched silently. After a short time, I went inside the house and gone just for a minute, and I went out with a toothbrush and the toothbrush said, when you finish cutting the grass, you might as well sweep the driveway. Now let me tell you, the doctor says I'm going to walk again, but always with a limp. Guys, let's go to the next song. Our next song is actually a very, very nice song. It's from Blue Oyster Cult. Don't fear the Reaper. So, Tabo, take us there.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Guys, I think we're back. Why does always when we come back, there's like an echo. But anyway, so now the time is now 10 minutes to 6 o'clock. What are you laughing
at? 7.
But the time is 6 o'clock. And my wife was sitting next to the TV and I was flipping the TV channel and said, she asked, what's on TV? I said, dust. And that's where the fight starts. Sitting with your wife. Yeah. You know what he says now? You're done. You know, Gordon. He says the SAA has got a story of poor performance and mismanagement. Really, no. Sunshine? Really? That's
no.
What he said? What no? Yes, what he said?
I don't believe him.
Well, believe him. It's the first clever thing he said for a long time. For a long, long time. So anyway, so we are, they said that if it's going to come back to be a national
airline,
there are a lot of things will change. That's what he said. It's about time. It's about time you guys don't steal all the money out of the South African companies. It should go to be supposed to be a privatized. What's wrong privatizing it?
No,
why do you need to hold something that doesn't work? No, they need to privatize it. Very simple.
No, they're doing a
because people are sitting they're over there doing nothing and getting money. That's why.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
What can I say?
That's how it's gonna go on forever.
Yeah, you wanna listen to a true story. True story, guys, true story. So, Saturday morning, I got up early, I quietly dressed, made my lunch, slipped quietly into the garage, hooked up the boat, and the van, and proceed back into the, anyway, as I gone outside, the wind was blowing like 50 miles an hour, rain. So I pulled back into the garage. I turned on the radio and discovered that the weather would be like this the whole day. Anyway, I went back into the house quietly, undressed, and slipped back into the bed, cuddled up on my wife's back. Now with a different anticipation, you know. And she whispered, the weather is out there, it's terrible. And I said, the weather out there is terrible. He says, my loving wife of so many years, she said, and can you believe my stupid husband is out fishing now? Did I mention is that when the fight started?
Yeah. At least this time you are in the right.
Yeah, in the right.
Well done.
Do you want to be in the right? Yeah. No, Eitan, do you have anything? Eitan.
I've got something for... the fairy tales, you know, you remember Little Red Riding Hood. So she was walking alone through the deep dark woods, and suddenly she heard this noise in the thick bush. So cautiously she went and she moved the bushes, and she found herself face to face with the big bad wolf. So she said, "Oh, big bad wolf, why do you have such huge red eyes?" So the wolf was shouting, "Go away, I'm pooping."
True story.
By the way, I wanted to tell this, another one, that a wife is like a hand grenade. Did you know it?
No.
You take,
no.
Yeah, you take off the ring and you say goodbye to your house. you know, if you remember during our youth in the army and whatever, so I managed to lose my rifle. You know, you're going to court for it and all of this.
No, you're going to jail.
You can go to jail.
Well, but you need to go to court first, no?
Yeah.
But anyway, they were very gentle, you know. So they said it will cost you 15,000 rent as a punishment. And then I started to understand why a Navy captain goes down with his ship.
Yeah.
Ay, what can I say? You know, life lately is a little bit of a problem, a little bit of a challenge, don't you think, guys? Life is a challenge. Yeah, it used to be simple, used to go to work in the morning, and you know what, don't you miss work, actually. It's amazing, people actually miss work. You know, and even I heard a couple of kids saying they miss school, not all of them, but some of them say I miss school. Maybe in a month or so, kids will miss school. I never remember myself missing school. I mean, if it was like COVID-19 when I was young, I promise you. I would have just partied. Yeah.
You didn't miss school because you met the guys, jumped on the tustus and then went for a while.
No, you're talking about tustus. Tustus is already 16. I'm talking about even when you're like young, yeah.
And yeah, you went and you play in the whatever with the friend. You ran away from school. But now you're stuck with your parents. It's a different story.
You know what amazed me as well, Eitan and Liel? You know what amazed me? It took me about 2 weeks to understand that, like the first week after we couldn't watch soccer, it was a little bit like I couldn't find myself. And now suddenly I forgot about it.
You know what I'm doing lately? Liel will understand. We used to love to watch the World Poker on ESPN. So I found on YouTube plenty of it, and I'm watching. I'm enjoying myself just watching this world competition. It's so much fun.
You can try the porn channels. You can choose. There's much more things to watch, and it's much more entertaining, Eitan.
Well, yeah, you're right.
That's what they say, Roy.
If
you want your dreams to come true, don't sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
Nice.
Chico, anyway, guys.
Chico,
we've
it's
got 3 minutes to go. We've got 3 minutes to go. I want Liel, half a minute of you, talk to us. Liel?
Okay, first of all, there's a lot of sport to watch. There's a lot of reruns and great documentaries and all the great boxing fights and all the great races and all the great matches. So there is what to watch, but I think soccer is going to start soon, if not this month, so early next month, and then we'll see if we miss it or not.
They're talking in La Liga to start in June and finish the season.
They're talking about the Germans going to start on the 22nd of May, that is in 2 weeks' time, and they're going to start first. And let's see.
But they're talking without audience to do it online.
Without anybody.
Yeah.
Eitan, say your say. You got up.
Well, I would like to wish everyone to be safe and keep distant. And for me, Shabbat Shalom, I will not join the team tomorrow. We're back on
Eitan,
duty on 9
o'clock. You're talking like a beauty pageant and world peace. You forgot. Say something.
wanted to say, okay, so I called the suicide hotline in Iraq. I asked if I know how to drive a truck. Okay.
Thank you, Eitan. Nicole, say something. 30 seconds.
I am so excited for tomorrow to get back to my beautiful office and just sit and feel like I'm doing something of value. And to all our clients out there, I'm looking very forward to seeing everybody and assisting everybody. And we're safe and we're keeping safe and we're honoring all the rules. So please feel comfortable to come in and meet with us.
And world peace.
And,
and world peace. All right, guys. Moshe, do you have anything to say? Quick.
What can I tell you? I'm jealous of all of you. You're going to work. I'm sitting over here. Cannot move. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And I'm a very mobile person. But what can I do?
I can believe it. I actually can believe it. And we become, that's what we become. And this is the our hour came out to its end. Don't forget tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We'll see you. No, we're going to hear you. No, you're going to hear us. We're going to hear you. You're going to hear us. So we're going to have a lot of things. We're going to talk about COVID. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about the things we're running today. A little bit of tongue in cheek. I want you to wish you all great evening from us at Cash In and Top Cash. Have a lovely evening. Take us there.